Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a Super Bowl Champions edition of Packer Transplants Live. I am Aaron Nagler, and with me, as always, is my partner here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Corey Banky. Directing our live blog is the esteemed Brian Caravu. We are joined, as always, by Alex Talish, Jamie Jors of the Packers Lounge, along with Holly Phelps of The Other 31 and BrentFarve.com. And our live blog guest panelist this week is none other than Chris Burke of Jersey Al's AllGreenBayPackers.com. So, Corey, tell us what is on tap tonight.
Joining us later tonight is Packers world champion tight end Tom Crabtree. But right now we have the good, the bad, and the Super Bowl ugly. We've got the good. We've got Aaron Rodgers,
your Super Bowl MVP.
Ted Thompson,
the architect of your Super Bowl champions.
Mike McCarthy,
who said yesterday, and I quote, "You keep bringing that passion, we'll keep bringing these trophies back to you."
And we got the bad. We got Charles Woodson.
And Donald Driver. Being unable to finish the game.
Not able to finish the game.
That's a sad moment.
And then we got the ugly. We got absolutely nothing.
There's nothing ugly. How are you, Corey Banky?
I'm good.
Welcome back to New York City.
I think it's time to show 319 photos.
Absolutely. I mean, since you went through the trouble of taking them and everything.
I'm good. I'm excited.
How was your time in Dallas? You were there all week.
It was awesome.
It's crazy. It was awesome. I have to admit, as awesome as it was to watch the Packers win the Super Bowl with my family around me, I couldn't help but live vicariously through you and Brian all week long. And I know a lot of Packer fans out there felt the same way. I got a lot of emails, a lot of tweets about it. Fantastic job. And Brian, who is here on the live
blog. Hold on one second. This just doesn't feel right right now.
Uh-oh.
Just hold on one second.
Okay, I'm holding.
I think you need something. You need something right now.
Oh no, what is this?
I didn't
know this was coming.
You're gonna need something.
Oh yeah! Snap! Ladies and gentlemen, my very own Super Bowl champions.
Oh, let me get mine real quick.
Hat.
The best part was I had this about 15 minutes after Charles Woodson had his on his head. That's the best part about it.
I like that action. There we go. I knew something was wrong. There we go. Super Bowl champions, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how we do.
Your Green Bay Packers are Super Bowl champions. Say it once. Say it twice. Say it a third time.
Man.
Super Bowl champions.
Wow.
Has it sunk in yet, Corey?
It really is not. You know, it didn't really sink in until Jamie and I had the pleasure of meeting this man right here.
Mr. Bob Harlan.
That made it all sink in.
I think it's fitting that I met him in Chicago right after the NFC Championship game, and then you met him at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, that Cheesehead TV has pretty much corralled Bob Harlan.
I didn't tear up when we won. You know, I hugged my stepdad and it was the moment it needed. You know, everybody saw it in that intro.
Absolutely.
But after I met him, I was in the car and Jamie and I were driving to the airport and I was a little teary-eyed.
I will say I ran out onto Ditmars Boulevard where I live in Astoria, Queens. And the whole neighborhood, if they were not watching, they were aware of who won Super Bowl on Sunday. That's all I got to say about that. neighbors were awoken. Complaints were filed. Relations were given up. It was a fantastic night.
Nice.
Without question. All right, so favorite moment of your Green Bay Packers winning the Super Bowl? Favorite moment?
I don't know. Bob Harlan?
Bob Harlan, but what was your favorite moment?
Again, the Super Bowl?
Like, during the game.
I don't know. It had to be Nick Collins and then seeing Howard Green hit his hand.
That was pretty
awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
I don't know. Again, I felt like it was much the same as Chicago. I think everybody thought that we were always ahead, you know?
Was there ever a time, this is interesting, because immediately after the Super Bowl ended, immediately. Obviously, everyone was on Twitter. Everyone was on the site. People were, you know, asking, you know, great, or saying great job this season, blah, 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 blah. I got a DM from Midwest fan, David, who said, you have to call me right now. So I did, because I do as I'm told. And he said, I just needed to celebrate with you.
Yeah.
And he said, was there any moment during the Super Bowl that you thought they're going to lose? And I said, no.
No.
And I can honestly say, and my wife will back this up, the entire game,
no.
Even when the Steelers started coming back,
no.
Everyone was like, oh, Aaron, are you nervous? Are you? I said, no.
No.
Not once did I think, No, we're in trouble.
Not if you watched.
We got this.
Not if you watched these Packers in these playoffs in this year.
This season.
This season.
And how perfect was this game at encapsulating the season that led up to the Super Bowl?
It was pretty good. And you know what? After I watched it yesterday on TV for the first time after seeing it. And it was interesting because I didn't realize. So I realized some people were out, but not as soon as I did. You know, and then you see on TV that Woodson actually plays a play.
I know.
You know.
How crazy is that?
That is crazy.
How crazy is that? The guy separates his shoulder. Oh, and then they take a little time out, and then he's back in for a play. I mean, that's just. And speaking of Woodson hurting his shoulder and all the other injuries, how terrible is that turf?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, guys are just going down left and right, and not just the Packers, the Steelers as well. I mean, it was unforgiving. It was like they were playing in the parking lot. I'm glad we don't have to play there for a while.
I think we should take a second and I got something for you.
You got something for us?
Yeah.
And I love that they played Two Unlimited. Of course they did. Of course.
There you go.
The dude abides, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
See, I didn't see that live because they showed, obviously, that's the Fox intro. They showed it in the stadium, clearly. But I didn't see it. I was busy putting on Looney Tunes for Violet at that point.
Oh, gotcha.
Because I had to make sure she was set before the game started.
There's a lot of things you don't see, although everybody saw Christina Aguilera, but we won't go there.
Wow.
Yikes.
Later on, we'll have Tom Crabtree, who had the tweet of the day regarding Christina Aguilera.
I got something for the NFL on this, and I know that the NFL really doesn't care what I have to say, but if they just had the guy who does it in Chicago.
Like every single
game. Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And fly him in for the AFC Championship game because that should be how it's done.
He should do it.
It's perfect.
Forever.
It's soaring. It makes you feel like historical Americana. Like it's got all that stuff. It's nice.
You should do it for forever.
It's nice. I like
it. But from here on out. Look at this great picture of Charles Woodson you got going on there. So tell us about the Ted Thompson photograph.
Oh, yeah.
This caused quite the waves during the week.
Yeah,
leading up to the Super Bowl,
Ted, you got
a picture of Ted Thompson
smiling. I wish I didn't make a video of it, or if I did, I didn't move it over. But yeah, it's pretty good. I got some. He was all by himself talking to Pete Doherty, and then Pete Doherty left, and I was right behind him, and I said, "Can I get some shots?" And then he wasn't really smiling. He was kind of giving me the Ted Thompson look. I don't think he'll probably come up here, but probably not. We're talking
right.
And he wasn't really smiling. So I looked at him. I said, "Hey, can I get a smile for Packer fans?" And he looked at me, smiled, snapped.
Did it.
And that was on the homepage.
That is awesome.
And what's crazier about that, okay, because, you know, we got to put this in context. Like, we're just fans, right?
Totally.
So, you know, I go to Lori Nichol at the JS Online, and she's like, oh, well, is it a real one? Like, she doubted it. She was like, no way.
She doubted the smile.
Because he's got the fake smile and the real smile.
Right.
And then she saw it. She confirmed it was a true Ted Thompson real smile.
Real smile. Although
and
I did hear I did hear there was a more elusive smile that you didn't quite capture.
Yeah,
Mr. Jeff Blum of the Packers PR staff.
Oh yeah,
so then I go
to the folks at WLUK, Paige Pearson and Rachel and you know those guys over there, and I'm like, you guys, it's like a rare 1929 penny. I got Ted Thompson smiling. And they were like, no, you know what's more rare than Ted Thompson smiling?
Jeff Blum smiling.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But you did kind of achieve that. You did get a picture of him smiling with Greg Jennings.
Yes, I got a great one, which we showed earlier. And, Greg puts his arm around him while he's videotaping Donald Driver getting interviewed by the press. It's pretty cool.
There you go. So there we are. Super Bowl champions. What are you going to do? I got to say, I cannot begin to give enough praise, give enough, you know, accolades, cite his play more than it has already been done. But we could not do this podcast without saying how amazing Aaron Rodgers was.
Oh, my goodness.
On Sunday night. The guy was unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And
I don't even have words.
The fact that Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers sat down before the game, not the day of the game, but during the week, and said, you know, this is how we're going to attack the Steelers. We're going to spread them out. I'm putting it all on you. And in his first appearance ever in a Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers was the offense. It was like, you are not only going to execute the offense, you're going to call the offense. I'm going to give you options. You're going to choose what you want to do. I'm going to put my foot on the gas, and we are going to go. And he did it. The man did it.
Yep.
And as I tweeted earlier in the week, I posted about it, and I want to say it on the record here, I was wrong this summer when I said Aaron Rodgers wasn't ready to make the next step and lead them to a championship this year. I thought he was 1 year away. I was wrong. And happily so. Happy to be wrong in this instance.
I'm just happy he dropped to 24. You know?
Absolutely.
Fate.
Nothing but fate.
A little fate going on.
So, yeah, the game itself, Aaron Rodgers, like I said, lighten it up. Jordy Nelson on a huge stage comes up big. You know, a lot of people, obviously, he had the three drops, would have had a monster day both for him and for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers probably would have set some Super Bowl records.
Yeah.
Jordy doesn't drop those balls along with James Jones. Although with James Jones, we're kind of used to it. But Jordy Nelson, yikes, stepping up. It was interesting to see him on crutches yesterday at the Green Bay celebration. Apparently some kind of knee injury. Supposed to be okay. McCarthy said it was nothing serious. I failed to see how a guy being on crutches is nothing serious, but apparently he's going to be okay. So we'll see. But Jordy Nelson steps up big time. And you got to love Aaron Rodgers for going back to him after he drops a pass.
Oh, yeah.
Like he drops immediately a huge ball on second and 10. Here comes a big blitz. There's Jordy on the backside. He goes right back to him. I mean, that's a veteran quarterback trusting his receiving core, trusting his guys, going right back to the kid. And Jordy made a huge play, got him back down to like the inside the 5 yard line.
Speaking of Jordy Nelson, we got something here.
You got something for us?
Yeah. I
got something. Oh, that's a little Jordy. His first touchdown. Fantastic.
First touchdown
of the game. He's a man. He grew up right in front of our eyes. Now, here's something interesting. Somebody brought up today that, you know, if James Jones leaves, you know, he is a free agent, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the next segment, but if James Jones leaves, you know, wide receiver depth is not that big a concern. And I completely disagree. I completely disagree with that. I think if you look at the offense that the Packers run, that McCarthy prefers, spreading guys out, and the Super Bowl kind of, you know, shows you this. Donald Driver goes down. You got Jordy Nelson stepping up.
Yep.
You need, in this offense, if you want to run, and look at Brett Swain.
Brett Swain.
I love me some Brett Swain.
I was just about to say Brett Swain.
I love me some Brett Swain on special teams. But the drop-off from the top three, four guys to Brett Swain is very noticeable.
Yeah.
Now you can't run that offense without four good receivers. You know, you got to have that fourth guy there ready to step up in case the third guy or second guy goes down. So this whole you can let Jones go. I'm not saying I'm adamantly saying they're going to re-sign him. I don't believe that. But I don't think this whole they can let him go because they're getting Finley back. Finley's great. Finley's a weapon. Finley's a monster and is one of the best tight ends in the NFL. But you need those four receivers. And Brett Swain is not the answer. And I don't see a rookie coming in and producing like James Jones does, as maddeningly inconsistent as he is.
He's got it. He's got a lot of that. He's going to improve that.
You'd like to think so, but you haven't seen it yet. 4 years in the league.
For those of you that missed it, we have the front page of the Dallas Morning News. Little A.J. Hawk and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wait. Hawk and Aaron Rodgers. Oh, wait, that's Clay Matthews.
Oh, that's Clay Matthews. Oops.
They all look the same. All those white kids with long hair.
Yeah, we got the New York Times here.
There you go.
Nice little picture there.
Oh, you see, now where did you buy that?
In Dallas.
Ah, see, the national picture was different.
And then we got the inside, the Say Cheese with the man, with Jordy Nelson.
With Jordy himself right there. Nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
Say cheese indeed. Now, look, one other thing I just wanted to point out real quickly about on the offensive side about the game was the unheralded play of Chad Clifton and Brian Bulaga.
And Brandon Jackson. Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna go with Brandon Jackson in the next segment because I gotta have a whole, you know, monologue about Brandon Jackson.
I got
you. But Chad Clifton and Brian Bulaga, unbelievable job. Bulaga had, you know, he gave up a few hurries, but what a job! Everyone talks about, oh, the way to beat the Steelers is to spread them out. Well, there's only one way you can spread them out, and that is if you protect the quarterback. And man, oh man, did those guys get it done. Especially Brian Bulaga, the rookie out of Iowa, playing out of position.
Yep.
In the Super Bowl, taking on Lamar Woodley and answering the call. I mean, that's just beyond impressive. And Chad Clifton, what can you say? Obviously, he's played just some of the best ball of his career over the course of the last 2 months. You had to be a little worried going into this game because of the way you saw him struggle in Detroit on a similar turf.
Yeah.
You give those guys on the outside a little speed, and I wasn't so sure if Chad could hold up. And, you know, yeah, he did a good job in Atlanta, but a lot of that was Aaron Rodgers making stuff happen. But those guys just answered the call. Hats off to him. And then when you turn it around and you look at the defensive side of the ball, you mentioned it before to me, and I was joking kind of when I tweeted it during the game, but I go back and I look at that game, and that play by Howard Green cannot be understated.
No.
It cannot be understated.
No.
The fact that he hits his arm, causes that ball.
And they're on like the 33. I mean, they got down there. It was
Nick
a perfect.
Collins,
yeah.
Nick Collins undercuts the throw
and getting
it back.
The touchdown.
Howard Green makes like one of the top three plays of the game.
Yeah.
This is a guy who was picked up off the street.
Yeah.
Thank you, New York Jets.
Yeah.
How horrible did the New York Jets front office feel this year after watching, letting go of Danny Woodhead and then having him go to the Patriots and just be amazing. And then letting go of Howard Green and having him just help anchor, the world champion defense of the Green Bay Packers.
Dick Chang's in the house.
Gong!
We were supposed to have a gong, but
gong!
He didn't put it in the car. I saw him in Dallas. I'm like,
gong!
Where's the gong?
That's the Dick Chang gong.
Where's the Dick Chang gong?
That's all I got, one. Because Dick Chang didn't put it in the car. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just listening to your story right
now. I liked it, though. I liked the background sound.
So, wait. Did Dick Chang actually bring a gong to Dallas?
He bought one for our show.
He bought one in Dallas?
He bought one in L.A. That's where
he lives. And then he brought it to Dallas?
No, he forgot to bring it, but he bought it.
Oh, Dick Chang, you forgot to bring it to Dallas?
He told us on Twitter that he was going to bring it.
I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed.
Way to come through, bro.
Dick Chang gong. Not to be. I'll just say gong.
There you go.
It happens. So, how about your boy Tremont?
Oh, my goodness.
How about your boy Tremont
in
the Super Bowl?
I was really upset about that Myth Punt, but then when you look at it on TV,
we're not going to talk about it.
No, you see that Shields shouldn't be in the way. Like, Shields is in the wrong
way. Yeah, but he should have just gotten the hell away from it.
Maybe.
And later on, the play where he lets it bounce and then all the Steelers are by him and he hits the guy in the head, like, that's just dumb. Like, he did not have a good day
it's
on
true.
Returns, but he had a fantastic
he had a really
day.
Really good day as a cornerback.
As a corner.
At his position.
At the position he is
at the position
to be
of record for Tremont Williams.
You know what I was really surprised about in that game was Dom Capers using Clay Matthews as a spy.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little shocked at that. I thought I was like, why do you waste one of your best pass rushers But it
yeah, but worked. You know who else was shocked at that?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Exactly.
He was. You could see it.
That's the thing.
That was hemmed in.
He must have seen some film somewhere where it's like...
He didn't have any place to run up
the middle.
That freaks
him out because he can't see it. It's almost like, oh, I see my valve, so I can stay in the pocket longer because
well,
I know
the
there
thing,
is
too.
One.
There was the one play where the rush got by him and he ran it. It was a third down and he ran it for like 20 yards or something. And after that, Capers almost went exclusively to leaving a linebacker there. It wasn't always Matthews, but more often than not, leaving a linebacker there to watch where the big guy was going. And it worked.
Yeah.
It really worked. And it was just it was surprising and another great wrinkle from, you know, just the one of the best defensive minds in the league. How can you not love that?
Yeah, you know, you just worry somebody's going to poach him now.
Well, I don't think so. Although, word comes out tonight that, speaking of poaching, the Tennessee Titans are hot on Tom Clements to be their offensive coordinator. You know what that...
Speaking of, I got a good pick of Tom Clements. It was interesting that no one was interviewing him at all on Media Day. He was very... And when I took
really?
The pick, he was looking at me like...
Who are you?
Yeah. Like, who would want a picture of me,
no,
fool?
You didn't get a whole lot of that, did you?
Actually, I didn't.
Who are you?
Only from the coach. Only from people who aren't used to being photographed, like photographers,
right.
reporters... You know, because I'm there to cover the story behind the story.
Hey, before we go to break, we gotta take a break in about 2 minutes. But I do want to put this on record. Corey Behnke at the Super Bowl in Dallas, Texas, met one Bob McGinn.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
You met Bob McGinn.
That was so awesome.
How'd that happen?
I saw him at the chow table. Like in the middle.
You just sounded like you were describing band camp. I saw him.
I saw him at the chow table.
At the chow table.
No, he was standing there, and I had him cornered, so he couldn't run away from me.
That's
no,
awesome.
And I talked to him, and he's really cool to talk to, and very, you know, personable, and he's just there to do a job, you know.
Most certainly.
And,
is. And he does it well.
He does it very, very, very well. So just taking, you know, minutes out of his day for me was exciting.
And there you have it, Corey Behnke meets Bob McGinn, Bob McGinn, Bob McGinn, Bob McGinn. All right, we're going to take a break.
Oh, I did tell him. I did tell him that Cliff, that my grandfather's favorite writer, that he was my grandfather's second favorite writer.
Oh, no, you didn't.
That Cliff Crystal was his first.
Oh, no,
but I
why?
Had to do, because I had why? To for my grandpa. Because I had to. Because my grandfather
you
always
know,
said.
You know they're like sworn enemies, right?
I know now, but they were friends before. They'll reconcile.
Because of your grandpa, I'm
nah,
sure.
Because of the Wisconsin media. That's the other God. Thing. Wisconsin media, I did, by going there and being around those folks, I got to give some props and some love to Wisconsin media.
Well, we'll talk about it in the next segment when we come back. And we may even be talking to a special mystery guest. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with your Super Bowl Champions Edition of Packer Transplants Live.
There you go.
There you go, indeed.
There you go. And you know what? You know how to get taken seriously when you do media events?
How's that?
Take a big old lens. Take a big lens.
A big lens.
People look at you differently when you have a big lens.
Now that's a t-shirt.
Right there. Oh, speaking of t-shirt.
Oh,
I
no.
Got the, did you see the... Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Where'd it go?
I don't know. You tell me.
My everyone loves a BJ.
Everyone
t-shirt.
Loves a BJ.
That's some good stuff.
Indeed, they do. And segueing from that,
we're not doing that.
Why don't we call our mystery guest?
What?
Let's call our mystery
the
guest.
The mystery guest.
Let's call the mystery.
Do
guest.
We have a mystery guest?
Apparently so. So I've been told. Maybe not. We'll see. Oh. Dialing away. And no, people, it's not Wayne Larrabee.
Is it Wayne Larrabee?
Good evening.
Ankert!
Ankert! The Packers won the Super Bowl!
We won the Super Bowl, Ankert!
Hi, Ankert!
She's watching it.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did win the Super Bowl. Wasn't that lovely, fantastic, awesome? What is the word to describe the game, right?
I don't know if there is one. Those are a couple, definitely.
That what?
Those are a couple of them, Ankert. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
So you're a big star now.
Yeah.
Well,
We can't keep up with
you. You were featured on CBS Sports. What's going on? Ankert, are you there?
Oh, I get an echo of something here. I got to turn this off. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you just turn it off, Ankert, just,
yeah. I can turn it off. Turn off Packer Transplant Live. Okay.
She can't not watch it.
You're still on. You're still broadcasting from after the Super Bowl. So you're going to broadcast all in summer? No, this is about it, right?
Yeah, this is it, Ankert.
We'll be back for the draft.
Yep.
But until then, we go dark.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't get into that too much. I'll let the big boys take care of that.
Well, I know Mike Freeman from CBS Sports interviewed you for his piece, and he said, and I quote, "the best interview he's ever had the entire time he's been covering football."
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. He was very, very easy to talk to on the phone. He was very, very nice. He called back, and I don't know, I must have answered some questions and surprised him or something, because all at once he called back about, half hour later, and he said, "Did I thank you?" And I said, "Certainly you did, Mike." I said, "Certainly." Well, he said, "I didn't know if I properly thanked you or not." I said, "You absolutely did." I said, "Don't worry about it." So that was great.
Where did you watch the Super Bowl?
I watched the Super Bowl right here in my own home. I was invited to a friend's house, and I did not go. I stayed right here. So, and that was good, because I have to contact, you know, these people at halftime. I have a call I have to make to Annie. And then at the two-minute warning at the end of the game, I have to call Nicole. Well, that's the way we ended the Super Bowl. She was just screaming so that, I mean, come on. Her TV was just a couple seconds ahead of mine, and she saw Tremont Williams catch that interception just before I did. Well, when she was screaming, I knew that we had caught that interception. But, you know, that was a blessing. If that had gone into a touchdown, it would have been an overtime, right?
Most likely.
Yeah.
We can't handle that.
Oh, no, there were some points in the game which were really kind of nail-biting. Oh, I mean, you know, when they were going down the field and the score got to be 28-25, anything could happen, you know. But and then when our fellows went out, we had all those injuries in one quarter there, for heaven's sakes. But there again, you can see that we have a good team. The rest just stepped right in and stepped up, you know. And I think Woodson was great that he came back and played so well. Yes, you know, he just came back.
He's a man. He's unbelievable. He's the emotional leader.
Did you find
yourself thinking about, you know, Packer games from the past, like the past Super Bowls, like in 96 and, you know, 1 and 2? Did you find yourself thinking about it, or were you just completely concentrated on the day?
I just concentrated on this one, on the day. I did not go back to think about anything else and didn't parallel it with any of them. So, isn't that terrible?
But No, I did not.
It was just a perfect, perfect game. You could just tell that Rodgers was on the right page with all the players all the time, or they were on the right page with him, I guess would be the easier way to say it, you know. But they really play well together. Oh, they play just wonderfully together, I tell you. And there's no man of better character, his performance, he's so down to earth. I mean, you know, he is parallel with Bart Starr in many, many ways, I think.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Is he your favorite current Packer? Has he taken over from John Kuhn, the mantle?
Kuhn has slipped a little bit, but that's okay. We'll see what he does next year. Tremont Williams, I could almost wring his neck when he had that 15-yard penalty.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought, here goes the game, you know.
No,
it could have made a big turning point. But also, I have to tell you this, that in church on Sunday, I'll tell you what we've been eating around here in Brilliant for the last 2 weeks. Last week, after we beat the Bears, we ate bear stew all week, the priest said. Now, this week, and then, of course, he said, and you know, he said, when the Packers win today, which was Sunday, he said, next week, he said, we'll all eat Ratzenburgers all week. So I thought that was kind of cute. a little corny, but also very cute. You know, you got to take it. So anyway, we have enough to eat. We got beef stew and Roethlisberger's to eat. So what else is new?
That is great. That is great. So do you think they can do it again?
Oh, definitely. There's no question that next year they'll all be in Indianapolis next year again. You'll be right in Indianapolis. I'm sure you will.
There you go.
There you go.
Yes, we will.
And now the big discussion in Green Bay is should they name a street McCarthy Way or McCarthy Lane? No, McCarthy Alley, I think, is the other choice. But
I
think it'll be McCarthy Way. But evidently that's going to take a while because the newscasters keep saying, you don't know what procedure it takes to get a name street named after you in Green Bay. So I imagine they'll have to convince the council. And
there was an alderman today saying, they said there was an alderman who is opposing it. It's unnecessary hassle or something.
I don't know why. They have all these others, homegrown, and there's plenty of streets around there, you know. I mean,
it's true.
I wouldn't say if they were a one-street town or something like that, for God's sakes, but come on, you know, after all. And they're also making a big sand sculpture. Now, they showed just the little shorts of it tonight. They've got the trophy all made in sand already, and they're going to show some of the players and the coaches. Lombardi, of course, will be in there, and Curly Lambeau, and I suppose McCarthy. I imagine they'll try to cast him in sand, too. I don't know. It's supposed to be finished by this Friday already, and wow. I don't know where they're going to display the sculpture either. I didn't catch that, so...
Wow.
Sometimes I do have to do a little work in the house. I can't just sit and watch TV, but I'll tell you that Monday when the team came back, I accidentally just turned TV on about 1:40. 3 minutes later, the airplane flew into the field, and I sat and watched the whole parade way over to Lambeau Field. And then, of course, yesterday, at 4:00, they had this big fair homecoming again.
Right.
Now, I didn't get to watch it because I had an appointment, so I really didn't get to watch that much. But I did see a lot of it on the news this morning and everything. Oh, must have been a little cold there, you know.
It definitely did seem a little nippy, without question.
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, it's once for some of these people, it's, you know, just one Super Bowl, and it's an opportunity for them to get into the stadium if they don't have a ticket. You know, what I do feel sorry or still feel bad about is the people who went way to Texas and did not get in to see the game.
Oh,
the 400 or something,
goodness,
you know.
It's unbelievable,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole
I can't
story,
believe.
The whole story is just an atrocity.
It's
only going to get uglier. It's only going to get ugly.
The whole story is going to be blown out of context, too, now. You know, yeah. Everybody's going to put their swing into it, and it's going to be all out of context. So what actually happened or will happen, you know. But I have not talked that much to Dennis and Julie yet about their time there. But I think they enjoyed it completely from every time I have talked to them.
Yeah,
but
I saw them on Wednesday, Anchor. I saw them on Wednesday
did.
And on Saturday. Or not on Wednesday, sorry, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
Well, I know Corey had a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all that
matters. I was going to say that must have been an awesome week for you, Corey.
A busy week.
Why? If I were you, I'd probably be sleeping tonight already. I wouldn't even have the show on because you must be all tired out from that.
No. There's Packer fans out there. They need their news, right?
They need their Packer news.
But did you notify your employer that for that you get double pay because you worked overtime in all those hours?
Yeah, I'll let the president of Cheesehead TV know that.
Okay.
Oh, we love you, Aunt Gert.
We love you, Aunt Gert.
You're the best.
Thanks
well,
for coming on.
I love you, too, and have a good summer until the draft starts. Oh, the draft doesn't start in summer. That's over with by that time. Oh, my gosh. Come on.
Absolutely.
But so you're going to cover the draft, too?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
We're on it. We're on it.
We're all over it.
Okay, I'll just watch you then. I'll just watch about that because I got to get into that and learn more about that draft. That I don't get into that. Sorry about that. I'll wait till
okay.
The team starts in fall and then back them up then.
Nothing wrong with that. That's why we're here, so that we can answer your questions about the draft.
There
That's right.
Go.
Okay.
Thanks,
Aunt Gert. Well, this is the end of your mystery now, so.
Oh, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, thank you kindly. Okay, bye-bye.
Aunt Gert.
Ladies and gentlemen, That's Aunt Gert, and that's how she rolls. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on. Love me some Aunt Gert. Aunt Gert. And I was not exaggerating. That was really what Mike Freeman said, that it was his greatest,
yeah,
best interview since he started covering football like 20-some years ago. That's pretty impressive. If you missed it, you can probably find, if you go to CBS Sports Online and look for Mike Freeman, and they'll have an archive of his articles. He did a thing about Packer fans, which featured Aunt Gert. Thanks in large part to a lot of you who watch and listen
Colleen.
Every week.
Colleen's original idea.
There you go.
Found in Idaho.
Found in Idaho.
The power of Twitter.
Ma'am. She hates when I call her ma'am.
I know.
We talked about it a little bit in the last segment, and I didn't want to get out of here without talking about it. But Brandon Jackson.
Oh, my goodness.
The man, the myth, and the legend. All right? Here's the thing for me. Now, go to ESPN Milwaukee, to Jason Wilde's page, mm-hmm, and read Wilde's story about the team getting their game-worn jerseys yesterday. And Brandon Jackson got very emotional talking about his jersey and about what it meant and about what having it meant and everything that had gone into it this season. And I just got to say, of all the people that are going to be free agents, dependent on what happens with the CBA, but if old, collective bargaining agreement rules are put back in place and, the Packers have like this humongous list of free agents.
Mm-hmm.
There is one guy they have got to sign over James Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Over Cullen Jenkins.
Yep.
Over everybody.
Yep.
It's Brandon Jackson.
Yep.
And now I know people see him and they think, oh, he's not a number one back. They have James Starks and Ryan Grant. They don't need him. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm here to tell you, he is more important to Green Bay than he would be anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I can understand if he wants to, go test the market. But he helps make this offense run, especially in games like the one you just saw on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, especially when we're going to pass.
In the Super Bowl, where we're going to spread guys out.
If the strategy is, I'm going to put the game on Aaron Rodgers' shoulder, then you need him as an outlet.
You need Brandon Jackson there.
He's like a... He can do anything.
It's
like
not,
you can tell him, you got that guy. You got the, he understands.
Exactly.
Like,
that's the thing.
You can be in the
people
middle
are so
of the
dismissive
play.
Of the fact that, he's just a pass blocker. It's not just pass blocking.
No.
It's blitz
that
recognition.
That cross-dog blitz that they ran.
It's the thing. It's like
they had
that
a lot
you
of
saw,
blitzes.
That you saw, James Starks get run over on.
Yeah.
Or just completely miss a guy. It's like Brandon Jackson's recognition of the blitz is just... It's just irreplaceable. That's how good he is. People don't understand how good he is. There's a scene in Searching for Bobby Fischer when Joe Mantegna talks about this teacher talks about his son playing chess, and she says, "I'm sure he's very good at this chess thing." No. When you say Brandon Jackson's, he's really good at pass blocking, you diminish his job. You diminish what he brings to this offense. You diminish what he does. That's how good he is at what he does. And that's why he is so important out of all the free agents to bring back. Because there is nobody ready to step in and do what he does.
Not when your offense is predicated on five-step drop.
And spreading the ball around and spreading guys out and leaving these tackles on an island, you've got to have him back there.
And when you're playing a 3-4 defense, especially.
So that's my little, it's not even a rant. Just my preaching for tonight. Yes, people, over Jenkins. That's why we have Mike Neal. That's what I just said. There's no one on the roster. Jenkins leaves, yes, that's a blow. But Mike Neal and, there's a draft.
Yeah.
You got guys that can come in and step up. Brandon Jackson leaves, and you're going to trust the franchise. Aaron Rodgers, the franchise. You're going to trust him to Ryan Grant and James Starks?
No. No.
Aaron Rodgers, no. Who's a concussion away from possibly having to quit football?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You have to re-sign Brandon Jackson.
Just,
you have to do it.
And on that note, you need Tom Crabtree.
Yes. Mr. Blocker himself.
Hello.
Who, interestingly enough, I believe is set to be a free agent.
Mm.
He signed I believe he signed a 1-year deal. You know what? We can ask him about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because I think he's coming on this show.
He's coming on the show?
Dude, not only is he coming on the show, okay, I just got to be a total geek fan right now. Because, holy cow, not half an hour after these guys like leave the stadium, Tom Crabtree is tweeting that he wants to come on Packer Transplants.
There you go.
Can we just, we can just retire now, right?
I think so.
A world champion Green Bay Packer. First tweet. I got to come on Transplants. That just blows my mind. Blows my mind.
That actually leaves me speechless.
Blows my mind. And let me tell you, Corey Banky, speechless. It's pretty rare.
It does. I got the pleasure of meeting him and a lot of the guys that came on our show and just say, hey, I'm real. I'm not just on the internet.
Very nice.
It was exciting.
Who else did you? So you met Howard Green? Or you?
No,
you
I met
Walden?
Evan Dietrich Smith. And I met Brett Goode.
Brett
Goode with his cool beard.
With his huge beard.
And Tom Crabtree. Got some good picks that you'll see later in his on the phone animations. Excited about those.
Very nice. Very nice.
Speaking of James, I mean, James Stark had a pretty good game.
He had it, but that's the thing. Running the football, he did a very good job. And there were a lot of plays called, the 50-50s, where Rodgers went to the pass rather than the run. But Starks, yeah, he had a good game. He hit the holes he needed to hit. There were one or two where he kind of ran into a guy's back where I thought he could have cut left or right, but. You know, for the most part, the guy ran well. He just didn't get the opportunities. And McCarthy even said he thought he looked like he had the hot hand early, and he would have liked to get him the ball more, but he's got that quarterback back there that wants to throw the ball. And, you know, as our good friend Greg Bedard always says, there's not a quarterback in the NFL who, if you give him the option, is going to lean more heavily to the run than the pass.
Exactly.
You know, that's just the way it is. That's just in your DNA. You want to go win the game.
Yeah.
You like the pass. You're a quarterback. So, you know, we'll see. You know, we should call Mr. Brian Caravu.
Oh, yeah?
We should call young Caravu.
Caravu, huh?
Yeah. Got a couple minutes before we got to go to break. Call Mr. Caravu. Talk about his time down there in Dallas. Tell him what's up.
Might not answer.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Brian.
Brian Caravu, how are you tonight?
Very good. Yourself?
You know, I'm doing well. The Packers are Super Bowl champions, so I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. How was your time down in Dallas? How was the trip?
Unbelievable. Indescribable. I had a blast. It was a fantastic, awesome time. I'm already out of adjectives.
And then, you know, I couldn't have you on here without asking you about that Steelers pick. What was that about? Surprised. I'm surprised Corey Banky even put you back on the blog after that one.
Oh yeah,
I was wrong and glad to be wrong.
What did you make of the entire week being a credentialed member of the media? They're interacting with the Packers, interacting with the media. What was that experience like? You know, there are a lot of geek bloggers here who tune in, and I am one of them who was living vicariously through you. What was that experience like?
Oh, just it was a rush. Being able to work in that type of environment, to be able to cover the Super Bowl without having to cover not being allowed to cover regular season games, skipped a few steps in between. And I feel very lucky and very privileged to be able to do that. And it really was a rush and to be able to work in that environment. And it's something I'll remember forever.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Who are you picking in next week's game? Oh, there is no game next week. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So I know you're working with the Brewers annual. When does that come out?
March 1st, maybe shortly before. So hitting shelves soon.
There you go.
And that's about the most Brewers will ever talk on
we'll
the show.
Will ever talk on the show. I know. The man works hard. I want to give him his due.
I feel you.
He's a hardworking guy.
I feel you.
He's
hard.
Mr. Wisconsin Sports over there.
He is. We are lucky to have Brian Caribou. I had some amazing moments this last week with him where we were like, Cheesehead TV was in the middle of this like
maelstrom.
Yeah. You know? And Brian would be like, you got to pick. I got a Brandon Jackson post, or I got a, you know, Evan Dietrich Smith post, you know? He didn't have any Daryl Briggs posts, though, surprisingly.
Hey, I will say, Brian was the only person that I saw, anyway, who covered a Graham Harrell post.
There you go.
And Graham Harrell story the entire time.
And Cheesehead TV had a Graham Harrell picture.
Of course.
Come on now.
But seriously, Brian, just fantastic work all week. I had to get you on the air to say, wonderful job, excellent job, keep it up, and we look forward to your work next year.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Caribou, Mr. Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl himself.
I have no comment.
Brian, thanks a lot, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
And with that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Mr. World Champion, Tom Crabtree, tight end for the Green Bay Packers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on the line with what can only be described as a world champion, Mr. Tom Crabtree, tight end with the Green Bay Packers. How are you tonight, Tom?
I am great. I cannot complain right now. Life is good.
Nice.
Life is good indeed.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Corey Behnke.
Sorry. I had to do that real quick. Sorry about that.
Expressing his... expressing himself through the majesty of song, as it were.
Oh, yeah.
So what? Take us through, I mean, the last, 48 hours? Just
Man.
Unbelievable, crazy, like a dream. What's going on, Tom?
Yeah, it's been a dream. I won the Super Bowl. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Yeah. I read about it.
So we won the Super Bowl. I got to meet Kid Rock. I got to meet Drama from Entourage. And then last night I got in the ring at WWE SmackDown.
You got in the ring? I didn't know this.
I got in the ring at the end.
I thought you like flew up and got like you went off the top rope or something.
I wish.
That's hardcore.
I wish.
That's hardcore.
That would have completed my bucket list right there.
It would have been over. You just been like, okay, I'm done now. It's over. Done everything I needed to do.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so I gotta get to this. I know you know about this because I tweeted about it and you retweeted it, and I can't believe how crazy that sounds. But all right. So the play where you throw Timmons on the ground, we're going to show it here. Now, technically, is this holding? I've heard so many people, and we know Troy Aikman said on the broadcast, but how come a defensive player can take you guys and just throw you on the ground and go make a tackle, but you're not allowed to throw a guy on the ground without some whiny announcer saying, well, that should have been holding?
Yeah. I don't know. I think, kind of like the forward pass, maybe I can start to – advance the game on offense.
That is the correct answer.
Make it part of the game now.
I mean, it's just a fantastic play. I mean, people are whining, whatever. That is an awesome,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well,
awesome play.
I'll tell you what, he got after me a little bit there. He surprised me. I'm coming around the edge. I don't know if you guys are showing it right now. But
Oh, yes, we are, sir.
I'm coming around. Just have it on a constant loop.
There you go.
But no, I came around the edge there, and he surprised me. He got under me a little bit, and I kind of went to the last resort, the choke slam or whatever that move was. I don't know where it came from, but it was kind of my last resort to keep him out of the way, and I think we only needed like a yard on that.
Yeah,
play,
it was third and inches. So you did your job, as far as I'm concerned. And the other play I wanted to highlight. And I went nuts, and like my wife was calling me crazy, but I thought this was just a fantastic play. Was the final drive, you're driving down here, and Rodgers hits you for like a yard. But if you drop that pass, the clock stops.
You have to dive out for it, you know, and it's like only a yard gain, and no one really made a big deal out of it, but that's a huge play. I mean, Rodgers put it way out there, and you dive for it, and you make the catch, and if you don't, the clock stops. And, you know, they've got plenty more time afterwards. So I just thought that was a fantastic play.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. It was the same play we ran against Philly that I got the touchdown on. And, you know, Steelers watched their film, so they covered it pretty well. And I thought Aaron was going to throw it away for sure because I was covered and, you know, couldn't afford to take a sack or do anything crazy right there. So I thought he'd throw it away, but, you know, he made me lay out for it, and I caught it, and then looking back at it, I didn't realize how big it was at the time until after the game, and, you know, we kept the clock running, and, you know, it was a huge one-yard catch.
Yes, it was. It was. And what happened with, I mean, we obviously, guys, you know, we're watching it on TV, and Aikman mentioned the play where it looked like they were trying to sneak you out the weak side into the flat down there in the red zone.
Yeah.
What happened there? Did you just get caught up in the wash, or was that the design to try and get you, like, to sneak you out back, or was that – what happened there?
Yeah, that was the design, was to kind of sneak me across the formation there, and we've been running it the past couple weeks, and, you know, I guess, I don't know if it was penetration up front or what it was, but it just kind of got clogged up, and I couldn't get out the other side clean, so yeah, it didn't quite work out.
Well, it all worked out in the end.
There you go.
And that's what freaking
matters. Yeah.
I got to say, there was a picture of you in the Post Crescent, the Post the Gazette there in Green Bay, and that picture of you and your kid was just priceless. That was great. I was so happy to see that he was down there and that you got to hold him in the confetti. What was that like? I mean, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that was definitely the highlight for me of the whole week and the game and everything was my wife and son got to come down there after the game and be on the field. And, you know, he's only 4 months old, but he's not going to remember it. But we got plenty of pictures and stuff to document it, and got some cool stuff. We actually got our game jersey the other day, so I got some cool stuff for him to, you know, take him to show and tell whenever he gets old enough. So
here's my dad's jersey.
There you
that's
go.
Fantastic.
Yeah. From the Super Bowl.
I guess from what I've read that's unusual that they give out the, you know, all the game jerseys like that. Were you surprised that they did that?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. I thought they would be kind of on lockdown or go, I don't know, some secret NFL bunker or something. But, yeah, that was pretty cool that they gave them to us and, you know, have to find a good place for it up on the wall, you know, get a nice little frame for it. And, I think right above the fireplace in our living room, I'm sure my wife would just love that. So.
Oh, you know she will. You know she will.
Yeah.
Okay, on a semi-serious note, because sometimes we do that around here, football-wise, what is your contract status? I know, I think I remember reading that you had signed a one-year deal, but I can't be sure. I couldn't find it today. Well, are you set to be a free agent, or are you under contract?
I'm still under contract, so, yeah, I'm good to go, man. Green Bay all the way, you know?
That's what we like.
There you go.
That's what we like to hear. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the off season?
I'm gonna hang out here in Green Bay for a little while, you know, for a week or two, and just kind of relax, spend some time with my wife and son, and then after that, we're gonna kind of make the rounds and go visit family. We got family all over, so you know, I got most of my family back in Ohio, and she's got some family. Kind of all over too. Her parents are out about an hour from Philly, and then some family in Florida too. So we'll be busy traveling, but it'll be good to get to see the family.
Absolutely. We're talking to Tom Crabtree. Tom, you're an absolute legend and a gentleman for coming on.
Yes.
Hopefully you get some time in with the gaming there. I know any of your Twitter followers know you are the big gamer in the house.
Dude, I'm itching to get off the phone here so I can get on to Black Ops.
There you go. Hold me up a little bit.
Come
Sorry
on.
About that.
Well, far be it from us to keep you, sir.
We don't like to hold up world champions.
No, by any means. No. So, Tom, thank you so much for coming on, for tweeting about it.
It was nice meeting you,
30 minutes
too,
after,
by the way, yes.
The Super Bowl.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you got it, guys. Hey, and thank you for all you guys do. You know, I've been watching the show tonight. I usually didn't watch it during the season, but watch it tonight, and it's awesome. You guys do an awesome job.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Thanks
Appreciate
a lot.
It.
Have a great off season, and we'll talk to you next year.
Yep, sounds good. Take it easy, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Crabtree, your world champion tight end with the Green Bay Packers.
Nice.
I like that action.
I liked it.
Not too shabby, right?
It made me happy.
Come on now.
He actually watched the show. He's like, wow, those guys are geekier than I thought.
Well, those guys are bigger geeks than I thought. I tweeted about that.
I will say that Poor guy looks a lot cooler in this hat, and Charles Woodson looks a lot cooler in this hat than I do.
And myself.
But I feel cool, though.
I do feel cool. I will say that. I will say, this hat instantly makes you look cool. Instantly. All right, Corey Banky.
Yes.
I'm springing this on you because this is what I do. Because I sprung it on Tom, I'm going to spring it on you.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go down the list of guys who will or will not be back with the Packers. I want the Corey Banky. If Corey Banky was the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, what would he do with the following gentlemen?
They wouldn't have won the Super Bowl, that's for sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
Colin Jenkins.
Yes.
So you're just going to say yes to everybody.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
So Colin Jenkins is back.
I really want him to be back.
All right.
It's for wish fulfillment.
Darren College.
No.
Jason Spitz.
Yes.
Atari Bigby.
No.
John Kuhn.
Yes.
Mason Crosby.
No.
Oh, are you kidding me? James Jones.
Yes.
Charlie Peppra.
Yes.
Corey Hall. And might I remind you that if you say no, Found in Idaho will never watch this program again.
No.
Brandon Jackson.
Yes.
Johnny Jolly.
No.
No. Really? No Johnny Jolly. So I see. So your trade-off is you keep Colin Jenkins.
I made some trade-offs.
You let Johnny Jolly go.
I made some trade-offs.
All right, I see that.
I'm trying to balance it, although I'm terrible.
Restricted free agent.
Oh, goodness.
Brett Swain.
Yes.
All right.
Until the draft.
See what happens.
He gets thrown in the mix for training camp.
Got it.
And he's got the inside edge.
I like it.
Why not?
So, ladies
what's
and gentlemen,
it really going to cost you?
You just heard it here. Corey Banky sorted it all out for
you. But,
you
know, it all changes all with the new agreement, though.
Yeah, exactly. But all the stuff you're going to read, all the, you know, the hours that will be spent on what are the Packers going to do with their free agents, Corey Banky just sorted it out for you. So don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't even worry
and
about
all
it.
All those are wrong.
Taken care of.
I bet all of those will be the opposite of what I said.
No. Corey Banky sorted it out for you. There it is.
I like Corey Hall. I just don't see where he fits.
Yeah. Here's my thing. I think they bring back Brandon
Special
Jackson.
Teams.
Exactly. They bring back Jackson. They keep Quinn Johnson and Kuhn, and they let Hall go so that they have like three running backs.
And don't forget Dimitri Nance.
Yeah.
Hello.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Where does he fit?
He probably doesn't, if we're being honest. But we'll
see. So I'll get one right. I'll get Colin Jenkins wrong, and I'll get Johnny Jolly wrong.
I just feel
like Ted keeps saying Packer people, then Johnny Jolly is clearly not Packer.
Well, here we go. Here's the thing about Johnny Jolly, and I'm going to write about this.
Although
this
the whole
week.
Packer people thing from some of the stuff I learned this week is BS. So, hate to
Corey
say it.
Corey with the inside scoop.
Hate to say it. I'm kind of like the guy who goes, shh, this is what we're hearing. Oh, speaking of shh, this is what we're hearing, you know what it's time for, right?
I do.
This week in the Packer blogosphere.
It's this week in the Packer blogosphere that venerable series returns.
Oh, that was like 60 minutes.
So, on a serious note, and not from a usually that serious site, if you have not checked out Packer Ranters Post.
Only one of the most brilliant Packer blogs on the internet.
About the Super Bowl ticket debacle.
Man.
Do yourself a favor. Go check it out.
Just to be clear, there were a lot of things that didn't get reported on that happened in Dallas that were negative publicity. And I feel like on Twitter, I was kind of negative Nelly, and I tried to go away from that because I had a great time.
Right.
And the weather was a little bit and, you know, whatever.
Right.
But the actual Super Bowl was awesome, right?
Of course.
Everything leading up to it was typical Jerry Jones class warfare. Meaning, there's a place for lower and middle class people,
right.
And there's a place for high class people and celebrities,
right.
And those two places cannot coexist,
right.
And that's the difference at Lambeau Field, and that's the difference even in Chicago a little bit, and in New York, if you get a pass ahead of time, we did the satellite, but you can get a pass for fairly cheap, $40 or whatever, and you can tailgate outside the stadium, so you can tailgate and then walk to your car like a human being. Like everybody else, right? The 98%ers of us who, you know, we don't have a lot. We don't have like crap loads of money, but we're there to party, you know?
As I was saying, if you
have not,
check out Packer Rander's post.
Yes.
I think one of them had a friend or an acquaintance who was in Dallas and was one of the 400 who had the, if you haven't heard about it, get online and read about it. 400 people.
Matt Trix
showed up for.
Matt Trix is saying he was one of them.
Showed up for the Super Bowl.
Saw on Twitter say that.
Didn't have a seat.
They got to sit in the same.
Got inside the stadium.
They got to sit in the same place you got to sit for the NFC Championship.
Oh, right? In the basement watching it on television. Seriously. Got inside the stadium. You could see the field. Get to your seat and then are told you can't sit here.
Man.
Are you kidding
me? I think I would have got kicked off Twitter if that happened to me.
I can't even fathom it.
I can't either.
We had a woman write us from London who came to the Super Bowl from London, and who had one of these tickets. So
man,
we're gonna post her letter later this week. But go check out Packer Rancher, check out this post, and check out the ridiculousness. And the NFL is scrambling right now, just so we're all aware. The NFL is scrambling to make it up to these people. I don't want to spend too much time on that.
They're going to have to hire Ken Feinberg. They're going to like...
I mean, the whole thing. Just a debacle.
Just gonna be
but
ridiculous.
like I said...
They're going to end up... Well, the funny thing is whatever they saved or whatever happened, right? Whoever dropped the ball.
Right.
Whatever that would have cost them...
Yeah, nothing.
Is like
nothing
one
compared to what it's going to cost
of what it costs now.
And here's the
so
thing.
So funny.
That whole fiasco is Jerry Jones in a nutshell. Like, you've got this great, big, beaming stadium, and nothing inside of it is right. It's like his team.
$1.2 million.
Oh, you're making all sorts of headlines in the offseason, Jerry.
$1.2 billion.
But your team sucks.
Yikes.
Kind of like your Super Bowl. Making all sorts of headlines. Biggest stadium ever.
Big, huge,
Jumbotron. But your stadium with a Super Bowl sucks. Sorry, Jerry. Can't buy class.
And, oh.
Can't do it.
And the other thing is, that whole, I like New Meadowlands better with the four screens.
Yeah.
You always have three screens.
Because yeah, you're like, you can.
You don't, that big freaking screen, you know what I did? My eye keeps going up. Because you know what? You're so far away from the actual field, unlike Lambeau, unlike Chicago. You're so far away because you have to be this far away so that you can fit 100,000 people in there.
Right. Right. And
they shut down four gates because of the ice falling on people, which is what, when I tweeted about the security issues, that was the issue. They had to shut down a whole section. So
epic fail.
One of the guys we went to the game with, not to belabor this, his camera pack, right? His camera bag is within the 12 by 12 by 12. Mm-hmm. A woman got in with the exact same camera bag. They made him throw his away.
Throw it what?
Throw the camera bag away. He could take the camera in, but he had to throw the camera bag out.
Why?
And then he took a picture with his phone up because I'm telling you, the people there, the personnel, like on the outer perimeter, like they didn't under, like I've done a lot of events. I mean, anybody that watches this show understands what I do for a living.
Right.
Like it just was very, for the Super Bowl, it was shocking. You know what I mean? You just feel like everything should, you know. Look, I go to Daytona. That's 105,000 people. It's ridiculous. It's just as many as the Super Bowl. And you get in, I mean, you know, you don't even have to go through a metal detector. And you can take your beer in there. You can actually take a cooler of beer in the NASCAR.
And that's what matters, people. The carrying of alcoholic beverages.
The NFL is like,
let's not mix this up here.
That's what it's all about.
So, Corey Behnke, what are you going to do now that Packer Transplants is winding down for the year? We've come through yet another season.
Mm.
And now we're shutting down.
This is number three, right?
Yeah.
Number three.
And now we're done until the draft.
Oh, seeing Wayne Scalino, that was pretty amazing.
Oh, the once-in-a-lifetime fan.
It was. We should get him on the show.
Although I guess it's not once-in-a-lifetime since he came back. I guess it's twice-in-a-lifetime
fan?
It.
He can finish the chapter in his book where the Packers win the Super Bowl, though.
There you go.
I was excited for him. It was exciting meeting him.
There you go. I guess. You're a once-in-a-lifetime.
Wow, I got you riled up.
If you bill yourself as the once-in-a-lifetime fan.
I don't know how that happened.
You can't go back.
Oh, man.
You can't do it twice.
Don't hate on him.
I love Wayne. I love you, buddy. You've got a big lens. And you know what they say about guys with big lenses?
Yep.
Big glasses.
Yes, they do. They do have big glasses.
So all right. So I'm going to be at the Combine. Brian Caravu may be at the Combine. We will be all over the draft.
You never want me with you.
I always want
you. Yes, Brian, before you ask me. But at the Combine, I guess there's not many pictures of people.
You see this?
There's people
checking this out live right here.
There's pictures.
Man doesn't say it when we're off the air, but he says it on the air.
I'm just saying. Put a hashtag on it.
Did I get you credentials for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
I'll be quiet.
I think that's about says it.
Here's
that's
me
my big
quiet.
Whoa right there.
Here's me being
but
quiet.
Here's but you know what? No. But you know, but that is my thank you. Getting you credentials for the Super Bowl is my thank you for getting me front row tickets to watch the Packers kick the Jets' ass
earlier
this year.
9-0, baby. 9-0.
And we were there.
9-0.
And there's an AP photo of you in makeup that is making the rounds for all eternity as the Packer fan in makeup.
Speaking of, we got a movie poster coming out, but that's for another day.
For another day. And we have a song coming out.
Uh-oh.
It's going to happen, people. It's almost done. I wanted to do it, like get it out before the Super Bowl, but I was like, all right, I'm going to wait because everyone's garbage put out a song. You know, that's just not.
And
Lil Wayne.
The best song. I've been listening to it so many times. It's so amazing.
I don't even want to talk about it.
I'm going to cut Troy Polamalu's hair off. That's my favorite line. Oh, it's so good.
Dear.
It's
anyway, so, good. So
you would like it.
Song's coming.
If you, there's a line where he's like,
I would like
he's
it.
He's like Philly, Atlanta,
if I didn't like music.
Chicago, Dallas. Boom.
Yeah, I know. Wait, you know who else did that? Huey Lewis in the News.
I have nothing to say to that. It's really messed up.
Oh my god!
You know,
all right.
You got issues.
Should we call Talish for old time's sake? Just to belittle him for the lack of posts while he was down in Dallas. But I do want to ask him about his episode with the gentleman who I believe he got fired at the end of his travels there. This. It's compelling programming, ladies and gentlemen. Calling and waiting for the ring. There it is.
Is he going to come on?
No, he won't. He won't answer.
Cheese and TV. Super Bowl.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Alex, I apologize in advance. I know this show is lame, and I'm sorry. And thank you so much for picking up the phone and even being a small part of such a lame enterprise.
Oh, sorry. You got to repeat all that because I had way too many things turned on, and I heard is us yelling for like three minutes, which is awesome, but start over.
So what happened with the gas station attendant? I need to know.
Don't you want better stories than that?
I need this one.
Fine.
I need this one.
Fine.
But everything else is going to come up on the blog, right? So Packers Lounge is there to document your experience at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What I want to know about is the guy you got fired.
All right. So anyway, I'm going to give you the long version if that's all right.
No.
Well, we only got five minutes, so hurry up.
Okay. This is a two-hour special I heard tonight. No. Anyway, so me and Brian Caravu just drive 14 hours back from Dallas. By the way, driving with Brian Caravu is awesome. We had no problems driving. Good times. Brian, if you're out there, awesome driving. Anyway, I got all the way back. I'm like 20 miles from my house, and I'm thinking, oh, I might have enough gas to make it. I might not. It's like minus 15 below. I'm like, I better stop and get some gas. So I go in there and I get the gas and I come out and I lock my keys in my car. I don't know how. I don't have power locks. I never lock my door. I must have bumped it. I don't know how. So I'm like, crap. And I walk inside and some like 1960s hippie wannabe dudes behind the counter. And I'm like, dude, I locked my keys in the car. Is there somebody that you can call to help me? He's like, no, I can give you these cards and you can go use the payphone and call somebody. I'm like, well, what the fuck? I was, well, I can't say that on the, oh, the FFC is going to get you nice. So I'm like, what the heck? So I go over the pay phones and none of them work. Okay.
The FCC is the least of your trouble, sir. Aunt Gert is going to get you.
I know. So I go to the pay phones. None of them work. It's beeping. The other one doesn't work. And I'm like, dude, your phone doesn't work. And he's like, won't call anybody for me. So I go over and they have like this little like aluminum handle with like a price tag thing on. I'm thinking maybe I can jam it down my window and open up my car. And I'm like, hey, man, can I use this or do you have a coat hanger? And he's like, no, I can't let you use that. You might bend it. So I'm like, what the heck? I'm stuck here. I can't call anybody. He won't call anybody for me. And I can't get my keys out of my car, my phone's in my car, blah, blah, blah. So I asked him if I can borrow a screwdriver. And he's like, no, but you can buy a toolkit for $40. And there's one in there. So he made me buy a toolkit to get a screwdriver to go bust into my back of my car, rip out the lock, crawl through the back seat, get my keys out in minus 15 weather. My hands are frostbit. Blah, end of story. If I wouldn't have driven 18 hours, I just would have been in my first brawl ever because I was so mad. And that's the story. They sent me in a gift certificate for gas, but it sucked.
Well, I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry that it sucked.
I know you love my misery, but that's...
So how was Dallas? How was Dallas?
Dude, it was awesome. I mean, I can't explain. I had a whole different perspective, not having all quite the fancy stuff that Brian had. A couple things that stick out that you got to let me talk about. First of all, we did the Packer transplants thing all the way down there. Every time somebody walked through the door, we'd yell their name really loud, like when you answer Packer transplants. So that was cool. So Brian'd be gone all day and he'd walk through the door. We'd be like, Brian! And he'd like all freak out. It was great. We did it all week long. So that was awesome. And also, you know, since we didn't have some of the premium stuff, Brian would bring home all the stuff, like these awesome media guides that look like you would pay like $100 for. And he'd just be like, oh, here's some garbage for you guys. And Jamie and I are like, oh, my God, I can't believe we just got all this stuff from Brian for free. And we're all freaking out. And that's pretty much what would happen every day. And two other things of interest. Yeah, as you know, I rarely drink, but I'm here to inform you that Jamie rarely doesn't, and he'll be more than proud to tell you that. She's a true Packer fan. So we ended up going out a lot, and the first night we went out, we ran into one of my old friends. He's a former Wisconsin Badger, and he happened to be with former Redskins and Chargers center Corey Raymer. And we sat there that night, and Corey Raymer pretty much got us – well, I shouldn't say pretty much. We drank a lot that night, but it was awesome. We got to ask him every kind of question about all the little things you want to ask an NFL player, what they say in the huddle, blah, 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 everything else. And it was just incredible. And Jamie didn't hesitate to ask him. So I don't know if they were drinking because we were annoying or because they were having fun, but either way, it was a great, great night. And yeah, I got video of the whole thing, so I'll get that up later. And one final thing. Oh, now the Corey Raymer story. I got so many good stories. Oh, here it is. Another drinking night. And this is just classic, and you'll love it. End of the night, huge Packer party at Sherlock's on Saturday night before the Super Bowl. I had some friends I hadn't seen in 20 years come in, and they had a band and blah, blah, blah. So once again, here lightweight me is drinking. And at the very end of the night, and I sit down to talk to Corey Banky, and they bring him the bar tab. Which, of course, he had been paying for all night. And he's just looking at the bar tab. He's like, who drank these 7 shots of Patron? And I'm like, that was me. And then he's looked like, who drank these 8 Jaeger bombs? Like, that was me. And the look on his face was just Corey Banky priceless. It couldn't have been more perfect timing. But I apologize, Corey. I'll do something for you for free someday.
I'm excited about that.
It was awesome. So the rest I'll put on the blog. I got video of with Corey Raymer and a whole bunch of other good stuff. So it's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Talish, the Packers Lounge, down in Dallas, getting dirty. Alex, you're the man.
Thank you, gentlemen. Great season. We'll see you next year.
Fantastic. See you next season. Alex Talish, Packers Lounge in the house. Something like that.
So, yeah.
Corey, how you feel? Packers going to repeat?
I don't know.
Oh, that's, come on now. If Brian said that, you'd kick him off the show.
No, I didn't kick him off the show for calling the Steelers.
Yes, they are going to repeat is the answer.
Yeah, I think they will. I mean, the reason I say I don't know is because of the CBA, not because of the Packers.
That's right.
I'm not worried about the Packers. I'm worried about the NFL.
And that is the state we find ourselves in, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, it's one thing. I mean, I will say all of those meetings, when we went to the union meeting and when we went to Goodell, I mean, you know, the Super Bowl kind of got equal coverage in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And it's just a big distraction. And what they need to figure out is they need to, like, figure out a 50-year deal. And then we don't have to deal with it. And I can be dead the next time they have to deal with it because it's getting annoying.
They need a 50-year deal. I will pass that on.
Oh, how cool would that be?
That would be great. We never have to worry about it again.
Nope.
I'd be fine with that. None of these two or three-year deals. Can't have that. Well, another season in the books. Corey Behnke.
Hold on. We need to watch this together real quick.
There we go. Aaron Rodgers. Confetti. Super Bowl champion. Ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for this week's edition of Packer Transplants Live. Thank you so much for joining us not only tonight, but throughout the entire season. Big, big thank you to Tom Crabtree, our special guest tonight, a world champion tight end with the Green Bay Packers. Of course, as always, thank you to Brian Caravu, Alex Talish, Jamie Drawers, Holly Phelps, and everybody who shows up week in and week out, CD, Midwest fan, you know, Andrew in Atlanta. The list goes on and on and on. You guys are amazing. Can't believe we're still doing this 3 years later. The Packers are Super Bowl champions. And you come here, the community of Green Bay Packer fans, unlike any other, that can't be found anywhere else. We thank you so much. Like I said, we'll be all over the combine. We'll be all over the draft, regardless of the CBA. Those things are both going forward. And then we will see you back in the summer when they go to training camp right here on Packer Transplants. Thank you so much. Have a great night.